This is Fresh Air. Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of a new album by organist Chris Forman. Kevin says Forman is one of a few Chicago jazz heroes who should be better known outside the city limits. Forman has recorded several albums with the Deep Blue Organ Trio with guitarist Bobby Broom. Here's Kevin's review of Forman's new album.
Chris Forman playing Charlie Parker's Now's the Time, almost the title track to Forman's new solo and duo album, Now Is the Time. It's on the Sirens label. For jazz fans who crave swing and blues feeling, Forman cuts right to the good stuff and stays there. He'll attack the keys with a jazz drummer's incisive phrasing. Chris Forman's an old-school blues hound, but his rhythm sounds informed by vintage hip-hop vinyl scratching, too. It's unusual for jazz organists to play solo, but it makes sense. They're already their own bass player, walking bass on foot pedals or with the left hand. Even so, on Now Is the Time, Chris Forman deploys a couple of helpers, like alto saxophonist Diane Ellis, who works tart vocal inflections into her blues. Chris Forman's duo performances include a rare up-tempo take of the ballad I Cover the Waterfront in a cover version. One of the organist's heroes is Philadelphia's Jimmy McGriff, who wrote a couple pieces here and played a couple others. Forman lovingly recreates McGriff's 1966 version of Waterfront, getting the same washing machine timbres and quoting liberally from the original. Somehow he makes McGriff's modern art sound even more abstract 49 years later. Andy Brown is on guitar. I saw a terrific Chris Forman solo set in Chicago recently, where he played organ and piano, sometimes simultaneously. He does only a little of that here, but he does play two overdubbed organ and piano pieces. Layering on the keyboards can get out of hand quick, but Forman knows better than to overdo. He loves to shout, but can also bring it way down. Truth to tell, Chris Forman is his own best duo partner on Now Is the Time, and I wish the album included more than one pure solo track. But I like how the record puts him front and center, since he's always such a team player, which is why he brought his friends along in the first place.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed Now Is the Time, the new album by organist Chris Foreman on the Sirens label. Tomorrow on our show, a look into the future of online college education and how it may transform college as we know it and make it more accessible and affordable. We'll talk with Kevin Carey about his new book, The End of College, Creating the Future of Learning and the University of Everywhere. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer is Roberta Shirock. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. John Sheehan directed today's show. I'm Terry Gross.